This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
So I heard the bad news. Nobody likes me and I'm gonna die alone in my bedroom. Looking at strangers on my telephone. Well, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like if I believe those words? I'm born to lose. I'll never try and I will never learn. But I've been looking at myself. Turn around like, oh my God, like, I'm your number one thing. So iconic, great, big, great, standard. I would give my life just to hold your hand. I'm your number one fan. I'm your number one fan. So kiss the bad news. I'm coming for everyone. Coming on strong, new hand, new shoes. Yeah, I get what I like because I do what I want. I've been looking at myself in the mirror saying, don't leave me now, don't leave me now. I've been looking at myself in the mirror saying, I won't leave me now. And I turn around like, oh my God, like, I'm your number one.
That was a surprise. Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. I have a really, really exciting show planned for today. As so many of you know, on this show we like to exclusively play music from LGBT plus artists. And fortunately for us, we have one in the studio with us today. I'm joined by the incredible Lucy Whitaker. How are you doing, Lucy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
I've been seeing your face everywhere recently.
Sorry.
It's a bit much if I'm honest. It's like give us a break. We were just having a quick chat before the show about all the pride festivals and things you're doing this summer. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this summer I am playing more pride than I have ever done. It's been sick so far. I've actually played, how many have I played so far, 3 or 4? So playing a lot of UK Pride and then my first European Pride as well, which is really exciting. So I've gigged in Europe, but I've never played a Pride in Europe.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's a really, really big deal.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think it's like, obviously, playing the UK ones is sick and it's something I'm really excited about. But to kind of take it up a level this year, I feel like I'm trying to build it every year. So yeah, to play some European ones is really, really cool as well.
Which one are you most excited about?
I think currently it's Oslo because it's next week.
Yeah.
So it's like the first one. And also I've never been to Oslo before. So
I've never been before either, but I hear that Oslo's Pride is incredible. I know they held World Pride there not that long ago.
Yeah.
And apparently it's huge and amazing and everybody goes absolutely insane.
Oh my goodness.
That's gonna be, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you, me too.
I also saw, I think you were at the Diva Awards, was that right? You were not.
I wish I was. Oh, what a treat that would have been. Seriously, I'll be there next year though.
Okay.
You put it into my mind, you planted the seed.
I swear I saw your face. Maybe I think I was just, you know, imagining.
Maybe it was just another blonde lesbian.
Wow, you're really painting a terrible picture of me here. Let's talk a little bit about LGBT plus music as a whole, because I really do feel like there are so many artists who are kind of coming into the mainstream is arguable, but there's so many LGBT plus artists now coming out and being seen and being more visible, and I think it's something that we didn't have until recently.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we look back even, you know, 10 years ago even, there was just a handful, a small smattering, and
yep.
I do feel like now there are so many to choose from. I know when we made the decision on this show to only play music from LGBT plus artists about a year ago now, I had a concern that it might be quite difficult to find, you know, new music every single week.
Yep.
And it's not difficult at all. There's so much music out there, and I feel like it's becoming more prominent. And I don't know if it's because people are more accepting now, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand what you mean. I think when I realised I was gay, the only two lesbians in the world that I knew about were Ellen and Beth Ditto. And seriously, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so now, yeah, I think you're right. People are coming into the forefront more, and people, yeah, I mean, I think the internet helps massively because it gives everyone a platform. And I think being able to, how do I say it? Being able to find your crowd online and, you know, everything about that crowd, where if it's like fashion or music or art or TV, I think like you can find your place. And I think LGBT artists kind of have an equal platform now with everyone else to put their music out there. And so I think that is, yeah, really an amazing, amazing thing. And yeah, definitely means that there's A, more music by LGBT artists, and B, like a higher quality because there's more floating around. And so, yeah, I mean, there's amazing, amazing music out there. And I think, yeah, more and more of it is being made, which is amazing. So, yeah.
And do you think people flock to you particularly because you are an LGBT musician, or do you think a lot of people just come to you because they love your music and they love what you're doing and your sexuality is kind of irrelevant?
I think it depends who they are.
Yeah.
I hope, obviously, I always hope it would be the latter, because I like to say that I'm not a gay artist, I'm an artist who happens to be gay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all of me, it's a part of me, and I really want to make that clear. But yeah, I think for some people, especially at Prides, I get a lot of young people coming up to me and like asking for photos and asking to chat, and I think it is like, I don't know, it's not my responsibility, but I kind of see it as my role to be there person to look up to, because it is a massive thing. And I think especially if you're younger and you're trying to come to terms with who you are and you're struggling with it, to look up to someone and see someone who is happy and who is having a great life and who is doing what they love, I think that's really important. And they also happen to be gay, it's just another level of stuff you can relate to.
I do think it adds another layer to it, because you're right. When you are growing up, you're like, oh, you know, you question yourself, you question your identity. And I think when I was growing up, it was very much, am I allowed to be a gay man?
Yeah.
But I think now we're going beyond that, and it's like, yeah, of course you're allowed to be a gay man. What other things can you do as a gay man?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you can be a pop star, you can be a doctor, you can be a teacher, you can be, you know, absolutely anything.
Yeah.
And I think we need more of that representation, and the fact that you're putting yourself out there and doing that is an amazing thing, and you should be very proud.
Thank you.
I mean it. And as well, like going around Europe, doing these different Pride festivals, going around the UK as well. Which ones are you doing here in the UK?
Oh my goodness. So what is in the diary left? Liverpool, Hull,
Cambridge.
Cambridge was last weekend.
Oh, that was last weekend. How
so
was that?
So good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I did not expect it to be that good. It was amazing. Honestly, by the end of my set, I think there were people like on each other's shoulders,
nice,
dancing around. It was so good. It was honestly amazing.
That I mean, I feel like, you know, that's the goal right there. You've made it. You know, once you get people on shoulders, that means you've hit the big time. You're really, you know, getting yourself out there and getting people to have a good time.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
That's what Pride's about.
It's true.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We are going to be having a little bit of music from you a little bit later in the show. You're going to be doing a live performance of your new song,
yep.
I believe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Miracle is basically about, I feel like everyone's been here, but when you're in a really, really bad situation and there's this moment, I don't know about you, but I've had this moment of realization where it's like, I can't help myself because this is just too bad. Like, I don't know what I can do to get out of this. And so Miracle, I like this idea of this religious kind of thing of kind of submitting and giving yourself to God and just like letting someone else take the power. And so, yeah, that's what Miracle is about. It's about having that moment of I actually can't help myself, so I'm going to need a miracle to sort me out. And yeah, that's what Miracle is about.
I love it. And that just came out, am I right?
It was out last Thursday.
Amazing. Well, yeah. I can't wait to hear that a little bit later on.
Thank you.
But before we do that, we're going to do a little dive and we're going to do another one of your songs. This is a little bit of Curious.
You look in my direction a second too long. Isn't what you used to, that don't make it wrong. Take control, I know you feel it. The tension in the air now between us. Even though I know you've got a thing going on, I wanna make you feel like ooh. Every time I close my eyes, ooh. I got you on my mind. Curious, so let me take care of this. I can tell you've been thinking about it. Cause he don't give you enough. So how about you switch it up? I can tell you've been thinking about it. Is there a reason when you're with him you're miles away? When was the last time he made you say he made you feel like curious, so let me take care of this. I can tell you've been thinking about it. You know that you're curious, so let me take care of this. I can tell you've been thinking about it. Cause he don't give you enough, so how about you switch it up? I can tell you've been thinking about it. You know that you're curious, so let me take care of this.
That was the absolute bop that is Curious by the lovely Lucy. I love just sitting here and looking at your beautiful face while listening to your voice.
Oh, stop it. A man doesn't say that to me very often. That's a very new thing,
you know,
for me to hear.
You're here to be treated. Be treated like a queen.
Thank you so much.
I want to have a little bit of a chat about some of the controversy that has been happening in the world.
Yes.
And particularly, I want to talk about NSPCC. So for anyone listening who doesn't know what's been happening. Basically, NSPCC Childline kind of took on Monro Bergdorf, a transgender activist, as one of their LGBT advocates, one of their campaign ambassadors. And then a few days after they announced this, they then dropped her because of a kind of backlash from a lot of transphobic people online. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of this, Lucy.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
It's I feel like it's, I mean, it's absolutely outrageous for a start. You know, I myself have given NSPCC Childline quite a lot of my time. You know, I've given my time to go, you know, and work on videos, you know, promoting LGBT plus topics, talking about issues, trying to help young people, and for them to then now turn around and kind of, you know, sever their relationship with this trans person just because they got a bit of backlash. I just think it's heartbreaking and it's damaging. It's awful for Monro, but it's also awful for, you know, all the young people that look up to them as a charity organization and look to them for help and for them to do something like that. And I think there are so many people in this community, myself included, who are just very, I guess, hurt.
Yeah.
Hurt by the whole situation.
Yeah. It's just really sad. And, you know, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, I think obviously they were always going to face backlash from people because they were taking a massive step forward in getting a trans advocate and a trans ambassador, which is an amazing thing. And yeah, they, you know, they were obviously well aware that they were going to face more backlash than they would ordinarily. But I think, I don't know, it's just they were too quick to act and they've done it without any proper justification. And I've really been reading into it online. There are all these different theories about whether the initial account was like a spam thing, which was made just for this purpose to try and degrade her.
I saw some of this as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. It's, there are so many layers, but I just think it's blatant transphobia. And I think with anyone else, they wouldn't have reacted this quickly.
No.
They wouldn't have dismissed her. And yeah, it's just too quick. Not enough thought's gone into it. Not enough care has been taken. And it just makes you much more aware of what she, and you know, not just Monro but so many trans people, what they must face on an everyday basis. You know, this is just one part of everything she deals with. And yeah, it's just really sad.
And I do think the bottom line, you know, people are trying to justify it in other ways, but I do think the bottom line is that she is trans. That's why people are kind of sending this abuse her way. And that is why they've made this decision, which is terrible. And I think one of the justifications I've seen people giving is that she used to do porn. For a start, no, she didn't.
Yeah,
she never did porn.
Yeah,
but I am all over their website. There are videos of me all over their YouTube channel, you know, doing the Childline stuff.
And
I did porn 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I've not been removed.
Yeah,
I've not been taken away because
I'm a
cis man. Mm-hmm. So therefore it's allowed. But when a trans woman who didn't even do porn is in that same situation, it's a whole different. So it's a mess, I think.
Yeah, it is.
And the really telling thing is that 148 employees of NSPCC have now come forward and said that they kind of are against these decisions and they're now pushing back. And I
didn't know that. That's
that happened, I think, yesterday.
And so they should. You know, rightly so. You can't let this just happen. You need people to take a stand in order to, progress and actually make positive change and try and rectify this in some way. Yeah, it's got to happen because it just can't go on. You know, they took such a massive step forward and then it's almost
a huge step forward.
Yeah, exactly.
An amazing thing that we could have all been celebrating. We could have been talking about that right now.
Yeah.
But instead we're talking about the fact that they backtracked.
I know, right?
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk about that all day, Lucy, but I think let's have some fun. There's been too much misery this Pride Month. I think it's time for some fun.
Okay.
So we're going to play a little game that we like to play here called Porn or Not Porn.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I have five sound bites in front of me. Some of these have been taken from porn and some of these, as it is festival season, have been taken from festivals. So these could be, I don't know, YouTube videos of festivals. They could be absolutely anything.
Okay.
I do not know the answers. We are going to be a team on this. I have never heard these before in my life. I think we should just go with it. You ready?
Happy Wednesday. Let's go.
Happy Wednesday. Let's go. Okay. First one.
How do I get this thing off?
how do I get this thing?
I'm going to go not porn.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm seeing some like movie about like a music festival or something.
Yeah, or maybe like someone live, like there's a battery pack on them or something and they're trying to just rip it off.
Yeah, that. Yeah, or just anybody on stage maybe trying to get out of a costume.
Yeah,
or
some angel wings.
A harness.
Yeah.
Some kind. It could be anything. I'm not getting porny vibes though.
No, I'm not.
No, let's hear it again.
How do I get this thing off?
And I don't know what that noise at the beginning.
It's too much echo.
Too much echo. I think we're both saying that this is a festival, right?
Yes. Yeah. Not porn.
Yeah, we are saying the first one is not porn. I'm afraid it is porn.
Oh my god.
We got it wrong. It is porn. This is a video of 14 sluts. Wow. Choice of words. Being fucked by a DJ. In the clip, she's referring to getting the camera off of the tripod so she can film closer to the action.
Wow. Oh.
Well, I really didn't hear that.
It's nice to have some context.
Yeah, let's listen again. Now we know what it is.
How do I get this thing off?
I'm still seeing like a big
stage. I have
stage.
To see it to believe it.
Yeah, we'll play it for you later. All right, let's do our next one.
Okay. You're so naughty.
I recognise that voice.
Okay.
But I watch a lot of porn, so it could be... If I'm honest, there doesn't tend to be females in the porn I watch as a gay man. Every now and then, okay. You know, they are sometimes like the side characters, the background characters help set up the story. There's a lot of like wives and girlfriends happening.
Okay, a lot of context.
But I don't think that I would recognise a female porn actress's voice. And I recognise this voice. Should I do it again?
Yeah, I was going to say porn.
You were?
But I said porn last time, so maybe I should... No, I said not porn last time. Oh my God, I'm going crazy.
Let's hear it again.
You're so naughty.
So you think?
Yeah,
porn,
I would say porn.
I just think there's a cheeky element to her voice. She's and like, I don't know. I think we might have to go head to head and turn this into a competition.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm disagreeing with you. I think it's not porn.
Okay.
And you're saying it's porn.
Yep.
Okay. What are the answers, please?
Oh!
This is not porn. Yes. This is taken from the 2018 film The Festival, which I have seen. So I knew I recognised that voice. In this scene, Joe Thomas's character is having sex with a blue Smurf in a stranger's car. There is sex going on.
Do I get half a point? Or am I not eligible?
I will give you half a point, but just because I'm in a good mood, I really don't think you deserve that half a point, if I'm honest. So I'm winning, Lucy. You decide.
I know,
it was you that decided to turn
it.
This in a competition.
Don't go on about it. I didn't come here for this.
All I do is abuse my guests. All right, our next one.
I always hold my hair in my mouth.
See, okay, I'm saying because of the audio quality of the first one, which was porn, this has a similar thing. This is my geeky musician side coming up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say porn.
I like that logic. You've got a good musician's ear going on there. So, but what is the context of this being porn? Let's go again.
I always hold my hair in my mouth.
Like, how is that?
Hold my hair in my mouth.
Maybe she's just describing, like, how she does a certain position.
I
don't understand why anyone would be putting their hair in their mouth unless it's like a hair in mouth fetish.
Each to their own.
There's a lot of things out there on the internet.
It's true. I'm gonna go porn, but I've been wrong every time.
I kind of want to agree with you.
Go on.
Yeah.
Join
okay.
the dark
okay,
side.
I'll join the dark side. We are saying that this is porn, hair in mouth porn.
Oh!
This is not porn. This crazy Ray Ray gives a festival tutorial. In this clip, she is talking about putting hair extensions in.
I've had enough.
Really? Do you want to leave? Do you want to just slip out?
I'm done.
We've never had anyone storm out on this show. So if you want to make it there, if you want to be the first.
Okay.
All right, let's redeem ourselves. We've got two more. We've got two more.
Let's go.
One more time for the camera.
Porn.
Why? One more. She's
a bit of public group stuff going on. Bit of hidden camera.
Yeah,
action.
I see that. That makes sense to me. Actually, I'm fully on board with that. Let's go again.
One more time for the camera.
Yeah, and I just feel like if this was actually like a real festival situation, that sounds like too set up, too staged.
Yeah, there's too much going on.
I think this is an elaborate porno.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, we're in agreement. We are both saying that this is porn.
Oh, it is, yes! Porn!
Yes! Bringing it back. This is taken from a porn sex street festival where strippers and different people from the sex industries enjoy a lot of fun on the streets. I've seen a lot of these videos before and I find it fascinating. Like, I don't know how they allow these festivals. Mm-hmm. How is it legal? They're always in Germany. They're always in Germany. Mm. Maybe they have different laws there. But it's always kind of like barricaded off. And then there's people just like having sex
just
in the street.
Going for it.
And apparently it's okay. And I think that's cool. I'm just like really curiosity as to the legalities.
Let's go to Germany.
Shall we?
Let's go and find out.
Shall we? Should we ditch the show? Should we go now?
Yeah, let's go. I'll pay for yours.
All right. Let's do the last one.
I'm having the best time of my whole life.
What's she saying? I had the best time of my whole life.
I think so. Let's hear her again.
I'm having the best time of my whole life.
I feel she's doing a porny voice, but I don't get porn vibes.
Not porn. I'm going to set the scene.
Okay, I'm ready.
She's in a tent and the festival's going on and she's taking drugs for the first time.
Oh. Yeah, because that would kind of explain the like delicate breathiness and that. I think you're right.
It's kicking in.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I'm going to agree with you. We're saying not porn.
Let's do it.
And this is right. I don't even need to look at the answer. Oh, we're wrong. It's porn.
That's it.
A hot party girl is fucked in a tent at a festival and she is clearly enjoying herself. I mean, you were right about the tent. You know what? I'm going to give you another half point.
Okay.
I am. Which means, I don't know what that
I'm
means.
I'm clinging on for dear life.
It means we did really well. We did really, really well. we both got two out of five, so it's a draw. I don't really think that's a celebration.
No, it's not. I feel very disappointed. We need to watch more porn and more festival.
We need to go to more festivals and we need to watch more porn. I think that is the takeaway from this. And I mean, you are, gay prides are festivals and you're performing a load of those.
Yeah.
This summer.
I'm halfway there.
So you're halfway there. So I reckon come back next year and we'll redeem ourselves.
All right, let's do it.
All right, shall we have a little bit more music?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is one of my absolute favourites. This is Make Me Feel, Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 So good, so good, so fucking real. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You
know what love is, so please don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket right now. Laying your body on the shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 me feel. That's just the way you make me feel.
Access all areas.
My real favourite doctor's here.
Dr. Raj.
We love you. From this morning show. You. Lovely to see you.
Thank you. I can't believe it. I'm amongst friends. I've known you both for so long.
What happened, Stephen?
We were in a bar.
Oh, Stephen.
We got very drunk and I went to order a drink at the bar and we might have had a snog.
Stephen!
I swore I'd never say that. Oh gosh, they're all screaming
at me. You
snubbed the doctor. Look at his face.
You snubbed my favourite doctor.
Yes.
I wondered why he was skipping to the studio.
Every Thursday from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Lucy, I want to have a little bit of a chat about Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the 3-year anniversary since the tragedy happened in Orlando. And I wanted to add, this is maybe quite a personal question, so if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. But where were you? What were you doing when you first heard about what happened in Orlando 3 years ago?
I was in Leeds, up north where I used to live. And I think, yeah, I woke up and it was the first thing that I saw. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there was just this overwhelming sense of A, shock,
yeah,
and B, injustice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked, but also part of me wasn't, and that was like the worst bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And I think I think that reiterates what so many people, you know, have been saying. So many people woke up and were just like shocked and horrified. Like, how could this actually happen in this world? How could these 49 lives be taken away from us in mm-hmm. such a horrific way? And I think it kind of it made a lot of people feel very helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me, it kind of I never really looked at our community in the same way.
Yeah.
And I really felt a massive feeling of kind of family and a home, and like somebody had attacked that family.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, I'm actually, there's not been many times in my life where I've got upset to the point of crying about something that didn't directly affect me. You know, we hear about so many tragedies in the world, and I often find it quite difficult to empathize and connect with those tragedies because, you know, it's often on the other side of the world, and there's people you don't know. And yet for the first time, I was just kind of grief-stricken.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the positive side of the whole thing, and obviously it was dreadful, so it feels kind of strange to say that there could be any positive, was the way I feel like the community came together afterwards. I don't know if you attended any vigils or anything yourself.
Yeah, because I remember it was London Pride a few weeks after, and I was really umming and ahhing as to whether to go because I just felt like...
Unsafe?
Yeah. Basically. And I'd never been that aware of feeling that unsafe before. But there was a vigil, I think maybe a few days before London Pride. And I couldn't go, but I watched a live stream and got really emotional.
Was it the one on Old Compton Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, the whole thing is just awful and tragic. But I do think, people did come together and people really rallied around, and I felt like there was a real sense of people uniting, and people who wouldn't ordinarily be drawn to issues like this were actually, I think it was a big enough tragedy for people to go, oh my god, okay, right, something needs to happen because this can't carry on, this isn't okay.
It was like everybody took a moment to actually start caring about these issues and to care for, you know, non-LGBT plus people were suddenly, you know, checking in on their LGBT plus friends.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Or like LGBT plus people also checking in on each other. And I think the kindness and the compassion that came out of that. And I hope that, you know, I want that to be something that we keep. I want us to 100%. Keep that kindness and compassion, stay as a community and remember, you know, how it made us feel and how we came together. And I want us to continue that forevermore.
Definitely. And also to be safe. I've been
to
in
be
clubs
safe, yeah.
a few times where I've seen people who look, I don't know, just not like they are having a good time. Mm. And like they're, you know, I was in a club once, there was this guy in like a massive puffer jacket by himself, just standing there like an older guy with a bag on. And I saw him and I was just like, do you know what? I'm not risking it. And I know we shouldn't judge, but it...
Put your safety first.
Yeah, there was this moment where I was like, do you know what? Something doesn't feel right about this. And I think people should be really aware of staying safe. I had this conversation with someone the other day about even just holding hands in public and being okay with doing that, and you know, being afraid. And I just said, you know, obviously we should be visible, and of course we should be able to hold hands in public and, you know, be who we are. But ultimately, if you feel really unsafe and it comes down to it, just put your safety first, because
absolutely,
you know, it's not worth protesting all the time if it's going to result in you know, a potential incident.
I completely agree. You know, there've been times where I've been like holding hands in maybe like a shopping centre and things, and maybe mm-hmm. I'm getting a few looks. It's an old woman looks at you a bit funny or whatever. And it's like, no, you know what? I'm going to carry on holding hands because I feel a bit uncomfortable. But you know, it's almost a protest to do that, and it's a celebration. I want to hold my partner's hand. But then there are times, you know, walking home
at night
mm-hmm. and maybe a gang of lads or something passes you and they look at you in a certain way and you think, you know what, we're not going to hold hands here.
This is not safe.
It's not worth it. Not everything has to be a protest. You're absolutely right.
It's true.
But it is Pride. And Pride should be a time for celebration.
Yes.
And as you are going to be performing at so many Prides around the world, around Europe, we're going to have a little bit of a performance from you now. So remind me again, what is the name of the song you're going to be performing?
This track is called Miracle.
Amazing. Well, take it away, Lucy.
Sinful thoughts running through my mind, like your fingers on my skin. So warm, give yourself to me. You better pray for me, 'cause I'm close to giving in. Think it's too late for me. Study now, I can't stop. I'm sinking and ooh, this time I need a miracle. Something dark inside keeps holding on, yeah. So what should I do? I'ma get down on my knees, feel praying for the person I've become, and speak my name. You're in my blood like DNA. Got me begging at the altar, please tear off this crown of thorns, yeah. Give yourself to me, give yourself to me. You better pray for me, 'cause I'm close to giving in. Think it's too late for me. Study now, I can't stop. I'm thinking that ooh, this time I need a miracle. Something dark inside keeps holding on, yeah. So what should I do? I'ma get down on my knees, feel praying for the person I've become, yeah, yeah. And ooh, I need a miracle. And ooh, this time I need a miracle, yeah. And ooh, I need a miracle. I'm sinking it, ooh, this time I need a miracle. Something dark inside keeps holding on, praying for the person I've become. And something dark inside keeps holding on, praying for the person I've become. I've become, oh no, no. Something dark inside keeps holding on. It's holding on, it's holding. Praying for the person I've become. I've become, yeah. And something dark inside keeps holding on, yeah. Oh, praying for the person I've become. But I'm sinking and ooh, this time I need a miracle. Something dark inside keeps holding on, yeah. So what should I do? I'ma get down on my knees, feel praying for the person I've become, yeah, I've become, yeah. And ooh, I need a miracle. And ooh, this time I need a miracle, yeah, yeah. And ooh, I need a miracle. I'm thinking that, ooh, this time I need a miracle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a bop. What an absolute bop. I'm already upset that I must confess that is actually the first time I've heard it, and I'm obsessed. I need to go home and play that on endless repeat.
Do it.
I've got in front of me that Diva magazine said Donju the most influential unsigned pop artist around, which is I think what I was thinking about earlier when I thought you won an award.
Maybe I will after that.
But I think, you know, that in itself is an incredible, you know, accolade to have.
Yeah, it's great. I've had some amazing support, and especially recently around the new single. There's been some amazing support from people, and people have said some really nice things. And there was like a Billboard article recently, and you know,
top
really
lesbian love songs, was it? I think
apparently
yeah.
so.
Yeah, yeah, that's you.
Yeah,
top,
that's
top
me.
Lesbian love songs.
Apparently, all of them, every single one. The list was just different pictures of me, different selfies, and I don't take selfies. So they're really old as well. No.
No, yes. I would read that. That sounds amazing.
I'll ask them to do one.
Yeah,
that's how it works with Billboard. You just ask them, and they'll just do it.
It's really easy.
Yeah. Oh god.
Oh, it's amazing. And what is the future for you and your music? I know you can't predict the future, but you know, what are you hoping for?
I can predict the future. No, basically over the next few months I am releasing loads of new music. So I realized I was doing this thing where I was just waiting too long in between releasing tracks, and I have so much music ready to go. Mm. I was like, do you know what? I'm just gonna do my thing, get it all out and give the people what they want.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you're gonna kind of drip feed it, or
yeah,
just...
basically, I love that. Yeah. So the next three singles are all done, all ready to go. The two after that are being finished off at the moment, and yeah, I'm just gonna keep releasing them like over the next few months and keep smashing them out. And yeah, that's what's
so
next.
Exciting.
Yeah, and the Miracle Music video is out soon as well.
Amazing.
Gets better and better.
We'll definitely be playing all of them here on the show.
Thank you.
It kind of reminds me, actually, of the way that Kim Petras releases
uh-huh.
her music.
Yeah,
she just
yeah,
seems
yeah.
It's like every week, here's another song, here's another song, here's another
song.
And I love that because I'm like, just keep feeding me. Keep giving it to me.
It's true.
So you should do the same thing.
I will.
Just keep providing us new music every week, Lucy.
Every
week.
Oh, my
Come
goodness.
On.
Okay,
Come on.
I won't. Sleep. Oh god,
never sleep again. No, but you know, whenever it's ready, we want to play it. So
thank you very much.
I'm very excited to hear more.
Thank you.
Shall we have a little bit more music? This next song is Like It or Not, and this is from Nate Ethan, who was just on the show last week. So shout out to Nate, and let's have a little bit of Like It or Not.
Like It or Not. If you like it or not, like it or not. They said, why switch when you had it all? All the labels knocking on the doors, getting money for the tour. See, I never let them see me fall. Real talk, trying to take away the pain, cause I couldn't take no more. I never gave up, I just paused. Yet aligned with the voice in my mind, now my body's entwined, and I'm back on a new grind. Okay. I'm loyal to the core, never two time. Yeah, I will never stop. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. 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 I will never stop. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. 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 I'm grown now, see I'm very wise. I brought my dreams to life, I'm all the time I visualize. Nate just arrived, now they say it's my time. I'm a confident guy, I don't think that it's lies. But I still battle with my demons. They wouldn't understand if I hit them with the reasons. All these dark clouds didn't see four seasons. All the things I've done just to please them. Now I play catch up, tell them back up. Got my head right before I could've just crack up. Music is my therapy, all I need is a melody. Now I'm on stage when I feel rage rapidly. Heard a couple bars when I went up on the TV, but the smile congratulate when they see me. No F's if they don't accept. Some fear the unknown, what the fuck you expect? I'll never stop. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. 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 I will never stop. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. 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 Tell me who cares when you're lying.
by yourself and you're scared of going crazy, keep on lying to yourself. Tell me who calls when all you see is four walls and you can't even eat and it's f***ed up your health. Tell me who cares when you're lying by yourself and you're scared of going crazy, keep on lying to yourself. Tell me who calls when all you see is four walls and you can't even eat and it's f***ed up your health. So don't worry about the people that would judge you. You see some only hate you cause they're so afraid to love you. One thing I know for sure is dreams really come true. You can be who you are, you ain't gotta prove. They see you making moves but couldn't walk in your shoes. Overcome it all cause you wasn't built to lose. I've seen too many that we lost but they don't reach the news. They see the truth, it's right there but they're still assumed.
I will never stop. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. 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 I will never stop. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. If you like it or not. If you like it or not. I will never stop. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. 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 I will never stop. Nah. Cause I will keep on going if you like it or not. If you like it or not. If you like it or not. If you like it or not.
That was Like It or Not, Nate Ethan. And that was the first time, that's the exclusive play that he gave to us. So thank you so much for letting us play that for the first time on the radio. I've been dying to hear his track. So it's, yeah, thank you so much for that, Nate, if you are indeed listening. Lucy, it's time for everybody's favourite part of the show,
okay.
Which I don't know if you know about because you had no idea porn or not porn was happening. every week we ask our lovely listeners to send in their sex confessions.
Okay.
And they have done that.
All
and
right.
We're just going to read these out, react to them, have a conversation about them and see what happens.
Right, let's do it.
So thank you so much to everyone who sent them in. If you would like to send any in for future shows, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com, and we keep it completely anonymous, so we won't read out your name on the radio, but we will read out your secrets. Would you like to read the first one, Lucy?
Okay.
Yeah.
The first one. How do I delete dating apps? I'm obsessed. Need to get out into the real world again.
I think there's a lot of negative stigma around mm-hmm. dating apps. I'm just going to say, like, I agree that they can be a little bit addictive, and sometimes I think we can get so obsessed with dating apps that we forget to put ourselves out into the real world. Mm-hmm. But I actually think there's nothing wrong with dating apps, and I do think dating apps can be quite cool. I've never actually met a boyfriend on a dating app, but mm-hmm. I have met people that I've ended up being really good friends with, and I've met people on dating apps, etc. So, you know, I think being on dating apps is fine.
100%. I think they're great.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're really, really good.
I think, you know, we're in the future now, so let's embrace the future. I think a little while ago there was like a... When internet dating first started becoming a thing, mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people out there who would consider you a weirdo if you tried to meet people on the internet, you know, like in the noughties.
Yeah, like a weird old man alone in your house.
Exactly. but, you know, now it's something that I think the majority of single people have on their phone. We all use them. You know, but you are
but
asking,
if you don't like them, you want to get rid.
Because I just ignored their question, didn't I? They're like, how do I delete dating apps? And I'm like, they're great.
Use them more.
I think just delete them. Like if you really do want to, or maybe just, you can do that thing on your phone where you limit the time you spend on a certain app.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that. I'm not very tech savvy. But you can do it. So maybe like put a limiter on it for like 15 minutes a day or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you can just have a look. You know, see if there is anyone interested that you like, and then you can maybe have a quick chat with them.
Yeah, but also just make an effort to go out into the real world. If that's what you recognise you need to do, get on with it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Get out there, especially now it's Pride season. You know, there's loads of LGBT plus events and things happening. Assuming this person is LGBT plus, they might not be, but they probably are if they're listening to this show.
Yeah, Pride is the time to do it. Go and get on it. Have a nice time.
Absolutely. Have the best summer. I know the weather's not fantastic at the minute, but I'm sure it'll pick up. It's always sunny for Pride. God loves the gays.
It's true.
Always sunshine. Never rains at Pride. It's never happened. Don't send me weather reports proving me otherwise. It's going to be sunny. I'm going to read the next one. Been talking to a guy for a few weeks and we plan to go on a first date last week. He said he'd text when he arrived at the restaurant and to wait outside. 15 minutes later and no reply. Headed in and what do I find? Him with his tongue down another girl's throat. Turns out he double booked her date with another. Who does that?
Oh dear.
Who do, and look, straight people. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they could be trans or whatever. But like, this is a straight relationship. I shouldn't assume that all my listeners aren't LGBT plus. That's very naughty.
Welcome everyone.
But gosh, who double books a date? That's bizarre.
Yeah, that's not really cool, is it?
I don't understand how this has even happened. Yeah. Like, how would in this person's head, how would he think, I'm going to ask two people on the same date and then just like assume they're going to be okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, in addition to just coming across as a bit of an idiot, it also shows very bad organisation, which is just not something you should look for in a person.
I think there's been a calendar mishap.
Double whammy. Awful. This absolutely awful.
Terrible. I mean, I actually double booked myself this evening, but I didn't double book myself onto like two dates with two boys.
Yeah.
I double booked, you know, two events, which
you've
is
got
different thing. Oh, but I just thank God you got away from this person.
It's
is what
true.
I'm going to say.
I feel like this is almost worse than being stood up, though. I've been stood up twice, and it is a horrible feeling, but this is worse. If I turned up and saw
them with somebody else,
I would, that would be it. That would finish me off.
That, yeah, same.
I'd be done.
I wouldn't be able to. I'm, you got a good story out of it, though, at least, you know?
Yeah, a good anecdote.
That's what I always say, like, no matter what awful thing happens, I'm always like, well, at least I come out the other side.
It's true.
With a story to tell.
You're a survivor.
I was going to kiss a guy in a smoking area a couple of weeks ago, and a bird shit all over me. Just as I was about to kiss him. But I'm actually really glad that it happened, because now I can tell people that that happened.
Yeah, there you go. It's all for attention, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all for attention. That's why we do anything. Lucy, do you want to read the next one?
Okay. Not a sex confession. Struggling to stay committed to my new freelancer lifestyle. I'm wondering if Lucy can help with that at all, because I realize she must grind a lot for her job.
Ooh. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
The grind is real. Yeah, it is. Do you know what? It's really hard. This is the thing I found most recently. I think since leaving uni and having to be like an actual person and having to live and keep myself alive, that it's actually very difficult to kind of juggle all sorts of different things. So I think people say sleep, social life, and like job, you can pick two, and
yes.
it's really true. Yeah, yeah. And so, but I think you can pick different things at different times. So I think, like, ultimately, you just, as bad as it sounds, put yourself first, because you need to take care of yourself and you need to make sure you're all right. But yeah, I think people say to me, "Oh, you're so motivated," and I think motivation is a thing, but discipline is more important.
Yeah.
I think being able to get up and get on with things on the days when you really, really can't be bothered and you can think of nothing worse, I think if you can do that, that's a really, really good attitude to have, and it will stand you in good stead. But yeah, the freelance life is really odd.
It's
really
tricky.
Weird. Yeah. I think if you can handle having no structure, no stability and no security, you'll be fine. It's not a very attractive combination, but yeah, I mean, just put yourself first, get enough sleep, and as long as you're happy, then you just keep doing it, because you're obviously doing something right.
I think that's really, really good advice.
Yeah, and when it's good, it's great.
Yeah,
like being able to be your own boss and just basically choose your life and organize your life and not really having anyone to answer to is so lovely sometimes. Yeah. So make the most of it when it's good.
The one thing I learned, because I've been freelancer for just over a year now.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I quickly learned was that it varies so much, mm-hmm. because, you know, you can have 1 month where you're like busy, you're not sleeping, you just like constantly work.
Yeah.
And then the next month you might have a really quiet one.
Yeah.
And you kind of need to go with that rather than fight against it, because I was so used to doing a 9-to-5 that suddenly coming out of that world and experiencing that change, it can be a bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah,
but you're right, when it's good, it's amazing.
Yeah, and 100%.
It's the dream.
Just go with it. Yeah. It's the dream. God, we're living the dream.
Look at us go.
Here we are.
Good luck to this person.
You'll be fine.
On your new freelancer lifestyle, you're going to be amazing. You're going to kill it. I'm sure you are. Have the best time.
Yeah.
Follow Lucy's advice, because it's the best advice I've ever heard.
Ever.
The best advice that has ever been given on this show and that I've ever heard in my entire life.
This
is the best day of my life.
Well
we have time for one more. So I'm starting uni in September and want to join the LGBT plus society, but I'm scared to openly identify as gay from the get-go of uni. I've only just started telling friends and family, so I'm a bit scared. I think you can join the LGBT plus society at your university without telling everybody that you're LGBT plus.
Yeah, 100%. And I know I went to uni up in Leeds, and I didn't go to Leeds Uni. I went to Leeds College of Music, but in Leeds Uni, I was part of that, of the LGBT society, and they had two groups. So on Facebook, they had a public group where everyone could see it, and then they had a private group.
Very nice. So you could
request anonymously, or not anonymously, but privately to be in the private group, and it meant that no one who wasn't in that group could see what was going on and see who was part of it. So they are really, really discreet, and you know, they're really sensitive to different situations, and you know, I presume it's the same for most LGBT societies. Do it. Send them an email, and they'll probably offer to meet up with you, have a little chat, have a little nice time, welcome you in. And yeah, you don't have to tell everyone else that you're gay. Like, you can just do the society thing, meet some nice people, and then over time you'll hopefully grow more confident, more sure of yourself. And and then you'll hopefully feel more comfortable telling people.
And there'll probably be new people joining that society as well who feel exactly the same as you do. And I think surrounding yourself with those people, you know, building yourself a support network, having people to talk to about it, and then suddenly, you know, you're all in it together, and you're all figuring it out together. And I think that's the best place you can possibly be. I think that's the best thing about university life, I think. It's like everyone just like, none of us know what we're doing, but we're all figuring it out, and we're all having a great time. So I'm actually jealous that you're starting uni in September. I wish I was starting uni in September. Oh, I want to go back in time. I know.
It was so good.
You can have an amazing time. Join the LGBT plus society.
Do it.
Have fun. Just live your best life. Live your best gay life.
Do it. Enjoy it.
Enjoy. Lucy, that brings us to the end of the show.
No.
But this is your chance. This is your big moment on the Callum McSwiggan Show to do your promo. So tell us all, where should we be following you? Where should we be listening to your music? What show should we be coming to? Should we be getting on a plane to Oslo to see you perform there?
Yes. Spend all your money coming to see me. That's all that matters. Yeah. I am the only thing in life that matters.
Okay, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm coming.
So my name's Lucy Whittaker. If you like pop music, you'll probably like me. You can find me everywhere online at Lucy Whittaker UK. WHITTAKER UK.
Very important to spell it out.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I'm playing all over the UK this summer, and even a little bit in Europe. So if anyone's listening in Europe, come and see me. It would be a treat. You can find everything on my social media, basically. I post about it all the time, and I post really odd things as well. So that's a treat for everyone. Lucy Whittaker, my new single's called Miracle. Check it out. Let me know what you think. I hope you love it.
Amazing. Do everything Lucy just said. And of course, we're going to continue playing your music here on the show. And I'm going to be streaming your new song all night long because I loved it.
Thank you very much.
Well, Lucy, it's been a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to play you out with a little bit of Dream Glow by Charlie XCX and BTS. See you later.
I spend my whole life following the night. I can't see the stop sign. What you gonna say? Wandering quietly right into my dreams. It's all that I see. What you gonna say? Always feeling something big or something real. Sometimes I turn to blue.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.